Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, listeners, when do you give it away? When do you work for free? And again, to remind you of the context, earlier this week, writer Nate Thayer published a series of emails that he had exchanged with an editor at the Atlantic magazine's website asking him if he would be willing to rework a piece that he had already written for another publication for posting on The Atlantic. The editor said that The Atlantic could not pay for the piece, but suggested that Thayer may find the increased exposure valuable. The whole email exchange was very cordial, but it obviously didn't sit right with Thayer, who posted the full emails on his site and created a firestorm. And as I said, we don't need to relitigate that particular event, but it is some interesting writing on his part, and it's clear that it gets at some fundamental and very complicated questions, not just about journalists or other artists, but really any field. So when do you give it away? When do you insist that you be paid? 212-433-WNYC. And Chris in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good. What do you do?
I'm a guitar teacher.
Really?
And I sometimes take, I will take students if they are unable to pay, and I don't charge them anything. I briefly fiddled with a sliding scale, but I just don't charge, because I don't think that most of my students come from well-off families, and guitar lessons in New York City are not cheap, and I don't think that lessons should be out of reach of those who really can't afford it.
Right, and that's great of you. It's kind of in another category from what this Nate Thayer conflict is, because hopefully everybody does some kind of pro bono work in their field, if that's appropriate to their field, some kind of charity work.
Ideally.
And so that's great that you do that. Chris, thank you for starting us off. Denise in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm a writer. I'm a freelance magazine writer and editor. And the only thing I would do for free is writing that I do on my own blog, which is part of a platform for the rest of my work. I think a lot of what happens when you talk about writing for free, giving it away, this whole idea of exposure, is there's this preciousness around writing, as though, you know, I mean, it is an art, and art, I guess, should have a certain aspect of it that's free, but I look at it as I have a skill. You know, I can do something, and I sell it to people who can't do it themselves. You know, in the same way that I hire a painter for my house because I can't do that. He doesn't say, you know, this is my art, and so I would give it away.
And so, if something was dangled in front of you, like apparently happened in this case with The Atlantic, where I guess the publication that originally had the article was much smaller, and it would have gotten a gazillion hits on The Atlantic, and the guy had already written it, he just had to repackage it, would you be tempted because it might get your name out there?
No, actually. I mean, I would be tempted, of course. But, you know, what they say about exposure, you could die of exposure. So, you know, the links and the clicks are usually less attractive than they seem. And, you know, where I want to see my name more than on a website or a magazine is on the check.
Thank you for your call. Susan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Hi. This is my first time calling your wonderful program.
I'm so glad you decided to tune in. Why did this get you to do it?
Well, I'm a visual artist of some repute, and I am often asked to donate my work. Now, I'm very careful when I do it for fundraisers, for nonprofits. I'm very, very careful about that, but there are a few that I think are wonderful organizations, and like, for example, Visual Aids in New York, which runs postcard show.
Right. So that's a good cause where it's for a nonprofit.
Exactly.
And again, I think that's in a different category than what the conflict
is. However, I am often asked by major museums to give them my work, and they don't want to pay me, and I have to make a living because making artwork costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Supplies, printers, computers, stretchers, panels to paint on, etc. And I'm always told in these things, well, you know, this is such an important collection. And I balance these things. I try to get these institutions to make deals. I'll give you one if you buy one, sort of thing. That's a lot of artists do that. But I have had to, in a few cases, donate my work because the museum is so important and so important for my resume that I'm just sort of forced into the corner doing that. I'm not saying the names of the museums,
no,
even though you're not identifying me completely.
Right.
But they are the biggest museums in this city.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, because it's one thing if there's some little museum that's really struggling and it becomes a kind of pro bono work. If they're the big museums that pay their CEOs a gazillion dollars and then they're asking artists to work for free.
Well, the biggest museum on Fifth Avenue does that. In many cases. And there you are.
Thank you very much for your call. And Jennifer in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do?
I'm a writer, freelance writer, and I agree with Christine that you do have to, you know, treat your work as a real item that you're providing to people. It's a service. It's actually something that you're providing. But and on the internet, you have to be careful as a writer because on Craigslist and stuff, there's a lot of places that try to rook you into giving your work away for nothing, and especially for writers that are starting out, it's really dangerous to get involved in that. You should be paid for your work. However, I do give my work away for free sometimes if it's a nonprofit that I feel strongly about or if I want to get experience in an area that I haven't worked in before. I might throw some volunteer work for an arts organization if I want to do some more art writing and get some experience doing that. Or I've done it for a nonprofit that had some technical writing that they needed done to get some more experience in technical writing.
Right. So, again, there's that trade-off of getting some exposure in a new area. Like, you know, I guess even for us, we've occasionally done some contests, like a design contest to go with a project that we're doing. And yeah, the station could go out and hire a designer, but we thought maybe it would be fun, throw it open to our public and let people design something, and the winning design will go on the site or in the green space. And a lot of people do it because they want to do it. And then some people push back and say, well, you're asking, you know, artists to work for free when they should get paid for their work. But people walk that line.
It's kind of like in that situation when you are getting real exposure from a real organization that has an audience and a following, and it's helpful. It's like a barter thing almost.
Jennifer, thanks, but I think not everybody is willing to make that barter deal. And Liza in Queens may be one of those freelance writers. Hi, Liza.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're a writer.
I'm a writer, and I don't agree with the exposure argument because I think exposure on a website or something that doesn't pay you cheapens you, because then editors know you're willing to work for free. And so when they see your work on something like, you know, the Huffington Post famous for not paying, then if you say you work for them, they can't, why would they pay you? If they know that you're willing to work for free. I think willing to work for free is good for somebody who doesn't do it full-time and maybe wants to get into it.
You get bargaining power if you give something away for free at first and then you have a reputation and you come back and say, okay, I've proven myself, people want my work, now it's time to pay me.
Yes.
But you don't want to go down that road and get to that point by giving something away.
Correct.
Thank you for your call. As do most of our Facebook commenters. Craig on Facebook writes, I'm a photojournalist. While covering an assignment today, someone came up and asked me what publication I work for. I told her. She responded, oh, great. Now I know where to go to grab pictures from my web story later. Thanks. talking about inadvertently giving it away. Elizabeth writes, she doesn't work for free. Every time people ask me, she says, I ask them if they would ask a heart surgeon or a hedge fund manager to work for free. Crickets is their reply. Helena says, from my experience, when you accept no pay offers, what you get out of it is more no pay offers. Georgina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Wow, I can't believe I've never been on your show. I listen to it every day.
Great.
Every day.
And so we see you're the second first-time caller in this segment, so this is obviously striking a real nerve with a bunch of people.
super nerve for me. I work with artists, and galleries. And I can't charge them for every 5 minutes like a lawyer who might charge per paperclip or per 10-minute segments.
Right.
Yeah, 0.25 hours does not exist, so I have to kind of balance it out. And in the end, I usually build a $3,000 website for like $800. And it's getting kind of old after 5 years of doing this, but there is no choice. I can't charge those folks. They're not profiting. It's a promotion. Mm-hmm. It's like going to the printer and doing your business cards. So you want the best price on your business cards. So if I want to keep my client, mm-hmm. I have to, balance my work with their money.
And you're not happy about it, and you're caught in that box. Georgina, thank you. And even doctors sometimes give it away for free. Alan in Rockland County is going to be our last caller. You're a physician?
Yes, I'm a surgeon.
Hi. Do you do surgery for free?
As a matter of fact, it's regulated. I have to do surgery for free if I'm on call for the emergency room and somebody comes in and there's a surgical emergency. There's no way I have to do it for free, which is sort of an answer to one of your callers who said, do heart doctors or heart surgeons work for free? Yes, they do. And it's not infrequent.
Alan, thank you for your call. And the heart surgeon gets the last word. We've collected links to all the conversations that have broken around this topic on our site. Lots of good stuff. Go and check it out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for those first-time calls.